Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Luther is our guest. Barbara is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the owner and the founder of the Luther Law Firm. She helps companies just like yours and mine keep up with our intellectual property, make sure we protect ourselves, we protect our property, and make sure that we can defend it if we have to, which I have had to do, Barbara. I have had to defend a trademark. Speaking of which, we're in the middle of where you and I are going to talk about trademarks right now. I have registered a trademark with the federal government, with the USPTO. I have been infringed upon, and I have protected myself, and got it resolved. But only because I took the advice of Barbara Luther and others that I've worked with over the years, Barbara, and got my trademark registered. And when the people tried to infringe upon me, I said, "Hey, stop!" And they said, "Oh no, we're not going. You know, you're too small. We don't care about you. You know, give it your best shot." And I got up on my hind legs, so to speak, and made them stop. Mm-hmm. Me and my registration certificate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So talk to us about trademarks.
Trademarks indicate the source of the product or service, and they can be anything, and that's why the branding person next is going to be fun, because we can trademark emerging things. So it can cover a name, a logo, a slogan. It can even cover a scent or the appearance of something. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of fun trying to get people the best protection. I enjoy looking ahead. How's the market going to develop around this product? How can we really appeal to people? And mm-hmm. what are the line extensions that people will be using? And I try and get all of that into the trademark application as inexpensively as possible.
Mm-hmm. So a trademark would be a name, a title, they're trademarks, and then there are service marks too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're similar but different, right? Similar process.
You go through the same trademark process. Basically, there's just a couple different mm-hmm. nuances, and then you get the circle R when you get your certificate.
But before you get the circle R, before you get your certificate back from the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO, before you do that, you can put the TM up, right, or the SM?
Yes.
When should we do that?
On their product forever. Yes,
when should we do
definitely
that?
Do that right away.
Right away.
As soon as you come up with a new name.
First, as soon as you come up with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had a company that I know personally. I do business with them. Knew about my activity, my intellectual property activity, and the president had one of his people call me and said, "What do you think?" I said, "Well, have you trademarked your name? This is a pretty good sized company." He said, "No." And I looked at their website, and sure enough, there's nothing there. And so I helped them get started down the road to getting it registered. And now they have a TM by their name on their website.
Great.
They were naked until then. They were exposed, weren't they?
Yeah, people get confused because they think just because the state of incorporation says it's okay to use the name, you're unique
right.
to the state. That doesn't mean that they have trademark rights.
That's right.
And
The trademark is not the same as getting approval by your Secretary of State of your state to use the corporation name.
Correct.
Two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So talk to us about, quickly, a lot of times people are copying things off the Internet and using them in their work. What's the rule of thumb on that?
Be very careful. Information, that they own the information is the basic rule. So you are taking somebody else's property. Now, what you can do is you can read their article and say, "Oh, that's a great article, but I'm going to add this twist to it or describe it in a different way.
Right.
And you can write about the ideas in a different way.
Right.
But don't copy it.
Or if you use their language, just say, and according to John Jones in an article in Wall Street Journal, who said this, and then you build your story around it.
Exactly. That's a great way to do it, too.
Reference it as much as you can. If you use something and you give the ownership reference to that, is that enough, or do you need to get permissions to too?
For a short quote, like a sentence or two, and maybe even a paragraph,
right?
It's okay to use it without gaining permission.
But if you used a photo or if you used a photo or an image or something, just because you know who owns it and you give them credit, that's not enough, is it?
No, I would definitely get permission to use that.
Yeah. We helped someone with a book in our past, and there was a lot of pictures in that book. And by the time we got through pointing out how many he didn't own, and we went and got ownership permission, he had a $5,400 bill for ownership permission.
Right, I'm not surprised.
But if he hadn't done that, he would have been exposed. You know, he would have been using someone else's stuff. So be careful, folks, how you copy things online. And there's some free stuff out there, and there's some stuff you have to pay for. Even if you have to pay for it, it's not very expensive usually, is it?
No, it'd just be a few dollars, like $5.
10, 20 bucks, 30, 40 bucks, yeah. Mm-hmm. Barbara, I need your website, please, quickly.
www.theluthlawfirm.com.
Theluthlawfirm.com. Check it out. Barbara, thanks for being here. Great job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Barbara Luther, ladies and gentlemen, I told you she'd do a great job, and she did too, didn't she? Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.